Today we're going to start off in a question in 1 Corinthians 7 that Paul asked. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and let's see now about the question you ask in your letter. So somebody wrote him a letter and asked a question. Yes, it is good to live a celibate life. Okay, now let's just stop and think about that a minute. If it's good to live a celibate life, you know, if you're a normal woman or you're a normal man, if you ask me, I don't want to live a celibate life. Do you? You know, I don't. I like having a wife. You know, most women, in fact, Cheryl and I, we were talking the other night about some of these things, and she said, honey, every woman wants a good husband. Every woman wants a good husband to love her. Well, did the rest of you girls agree with her? You want a good husband to love you? Oh, no. Now, there is a smart woman. Of course, Cheryl, that's exactly the word Cheryl used to be. Every woman, of course, she's talking, we're talking about godly women. You know, now then, I think that a lot of women that are not godly in the first place, they just want a man. You know, they don't realize that what they get may be mean and brutal and everything else. But they're a woman, so they want a man. But if you're a Christian woman and you know what the principles of the kingdom are, you don't want a man. You want a good, godly man that'll love you. And I'm sure all of you ladies agree with her. Is that right? All of you ladies that are Christian ladies. And of course, that's what God told you to do, to have a good, godly Christian mate. He said, yes, it is good to live a celibate life. But let's see what he says in verse 2 there. He says in verse 2, and he says, but because there is so much sexual immorality, obviously mankind has had this problem throughout all eternity. Is that right? Obviously. Yeah, because the men and women that are born today is no different than the men and women that was born 5,000 years ago. God made a man and he made a woman. And he put the same desires in there. As we read through the Word of God, we see this problem with sex from day one in the Scripture. I mean, it's just there. So it says, but because there is so much sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman should have her own husband. Now then, in the church, every man and woman, technically speaking, the majority of the people in the church need to be married. I run into very few people that can live a celibate life. You know, so it's good if you can, but if you cannot, and most people cannot, because there is so much sexual immorality. Do we see sexual immorality in the church? I mean, now let me tell you something. I can understand it a little bit if a man's not married or a woman's not married and they've been without a mate for a long time and then the desire comes up on them and they get together at the right time and they fall to sexual immorality. That's a little bit more understandable to me than a man that's married or a woman that's married that has an affair on their mate. Now, to me, hey, that's just out of the question. I mean, if you got a wife or you got a husband at home and you want to have sex, go get your mate. It's legal between you and your mate. You know, that's what God said in His Word. You know, that's just like I was telling somebody the other day. The guy said, I'm hooked on pornography. I said, well, you know, God gave you a place in Joel 2:32 to get rid of your pornography. And so we talked about it. And I said, are you married? He said, yes, I'm married. I said, okay. I said, now then, you have been given the power in Joel 2:32 to overcome, be delivered from anything. But he said, what if I have this terrible desire to look at a naked woman? I said you was married, right? I said, yes. I said, go get your wife. Take her in the bedroom and tell her to strip off. You want to look at her. I said, you know, that's what your wife's for. I mean, you know, if you come down to a desire where you got to look at a naked woman, she's your wife and her body is your body. And if you can't stand it, just take her to bed. I said, that's what it's all about. You're going to see that this is exactly what the Scriptures are going to show us. Let's see what, because there's so much sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman should have her own husband. Now then, let's see what he says in verse 3 and 4. The husband should not deprive his wife of sexual intimacy. Now see, this is a scripture. I didn't write this book. I'm just saying exactly what God says. God said this through the Apostle Paul. The husband should not deprive his wife of sexual intimacy, which is her right as a married woman, nor should the wife deprive her husband. The wife gives authority over her body to her husband, and the husband gives authority over his body to the wife. Now then, how many times in my life have I heard or ministered to a couple that something happened and she got mad at him or he got mad at her for something and they withheld sexual intimacy? I've had women come up here and say, Pastor, what can I do for my husband? I haven't had sex with my husband for 6 months. He won't have sex with me. I said, what'd you do? Well, they tell me something they did that made him mad at him, and he will not. I said, well, he's sinning. That's what he's doing. I said, when you did what you did, you sinned. So see, one sin causes another sin, doesn't it? But when a wife or a husband, according to those scriptures right there, withhold sexual intimacy from their mate, they're sinning. Do you get that out of that? Is that what God said? I mean, I don't know how to make it any clearer than what God says. But a lot of people withhold sexual intimacy. Now, see, the scripture, according to the scripture there, if you're a man, your body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your wife. And if you're a woman and the wife, your body does not belong to you. It belongs to your husband. So if your wife comes in one night and she says, honey, I want to go to bed right now. What are you supposed to do? Go to bed with her. What if he comes in one night and says, I want to go to bed with you right now. What are you supposed to do? Drop everything and go to bed with him. That's what you're supposed to do. Is that what the scripture says? Did God clearly say there a married man and woman is not to withhold sexual intimacy from each other? Is that what he said? Now, who do you think's running the show here? God. I mean, I didn't write this book. God wrote this book through Paul. Now, how many people have I dealt with in my life that did not fit this criteria, that were Christians? I mean, the world out there, I can't help them. You know, the world, they just do what they want to do. But if you are a married man and woman and you're both Christians, you should never, ever withhold sexual intimacy from your mate. You know, somebody said, well, good grief, my mate woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, the other morning, wanted to have sex, and I was asleep. I didn't want to have it. Well, that's okay. If he or she wanted to have it, you just go ahead and enjoy it with them. Is that what God says? So if you're withholding sexual intimacy from your mate, whether you're man or female, you are sinning before God. How many of you want to sin before God? Now, who made us sexual beings? God did. I will have to say, God put that sexual drive in a man, in most men, more than he did women. Most men are more sexually driven to have sex than the woman. But that's not always the case. I mean, I've run into many a woman since I've been a pastor that was very upset with her husband because he won't have sex with her every night. And he comes in too tired. She said, I want to have sex. I had one woman come to me one time. She said, Pastor, you think there'll be sex in heaven? I said, no, there'll be no sex in heaven. I said, why'd you ask? She said, anything that good's got to be in heaven. Well, see, she obviously really enjoyed her sexual relationship with her mate. But I told her, I know we won't be sexual beings in heaven. The scriptures clearly says we will neither be male nor female in heaven. So their sexual intimacy is to produce a godly offspring today, to produce children. You know, without sex, how many of us would be here? Not any of us. That's how we came into the world. You know, when you're young and you think about mother and daddy having sex and bringing you into the world, when you get to be 15 years old, you think, no, my mother and dad, they would never have sex. I got news for you. That's why you're here, because they had sex. And then after you get to be 20 years old and get married, then you understand that it's a wonderful thing to have sex with your mate. Now then, God made sex, and he's told us clearly there that a man and a woman is to have their sexual intimacy. Now, I have seen a lot of men and women sick and afflicted because they would not. In fact, I know of a few people, a few women, not a lot, but I know personally of a few women that will not and haven't for 20 or 30 years have not given their husband sexual relationship. I mean, just won't do it. I ain't going to do it, but they're sick. And I've prayed for them, and they do not get well. Now then, they're in rebellion. Anytime a woman that's a wife will not yield to her husband for sexual intimacy, that woman is in rebellion. If a husband will not yield to his wife when she wants sexual intimacy, he's in rebellion. And that's just the way it is. And when they're in rebellion, God's word says that all forms of witchcraft are in your house. Now, so is there anything wrong with sex between a man and a woman that's married? No, it's normal. It should be normal. But in a lot of cases, it's not normal. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it. Well, that's what's wrong. They won't talk about the problems. But God is the one made the rule book. I didn't make the rule book. He says, the husband should not deprive his wife of sexual intimacy, which is her right as a married woman. Nor should the wife deprive her husband. The wife gives authority over her body to her husband, and the husband gives authority over his body to his wife. Here is why I don't understand how there should ever be sexual activity outside of the marriage bonds. Because if a man and a woman are involved in a sexual relationship at home, they should never go outside of the home. Do y'all agree with that? There should never even be a thought in a man's mind to go outside of his home. Now then, if you realize that, this will really make a believer out of most men. If men ever come to the point to realize that God says, if you commit sex outside of your married bonds, I personally will judge you. If that won't rock your boat, you're not afraid of God or you don't believe he's real. Because if he said in the word, I personally will judge every activity of sex outside of marriage.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, To Marry or Not, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.